Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, our mission is really for you, the parents and educators out there. We want to give you a quick but comprehensive look at the articles your students are reading today.
Exactly. It's your shortcut. We've gone through the articles, pulled out the core facts, so you'll feel really equipped to guide those important follow-up conversations.
Okay, let's jump right in. The first one is a big one. CDC revamps childhood vaccine schedule. So the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they've announced a pretty major shift.
A very major shift. They've dropped the number of diseases on the standard schedule from 17.
17.
Down to 11.
Wow. And what was the justification for that?
Well, the health secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., said it was an effort to align with international consensus. Specifically, they're mirroring Denmark's list of 11 vaccines.
I see. So it's more about policy alignment than U.S.-specific risks.
That's precisely the criticism. Medical groups, like the American Academy of Pediatrics, jumped on it immediately. They called removing the flu vaccine tone-deaf, especially with a severe flu season underway.
Right. And Senator Bill Cassidy also criticized the lack of scientific transparency behind it all. So the discussion for students here is really about the role of government, isn't it?
Absolutely. How do you balance science with policy? And how do unique risks, geographically factor into national decisions?
Okay, moving from public health to civil rights, Article 2, deaf advocacy groups fighting to be heard.
This one starts with the inauguration of New York City's mayor, Zora Mamdani, where there were five different sign language interpreters.
Five. And that really highlights something a lot of people don't know, which is that there isn't just one universal sign language.
Not at all. There are over 300 distinct ones globally. Someone who uses American Sign Language, or ASL, can't understand someone using British Sign Language.
They're just as different as English and French, basically.
Exactly. And yet, the World Federation of the Deaf points out that almost 60% of these languages lack any formal legal recognition, even in the U.S.
Which has huge implications for civil rights, I'd imagine, especially during emergencies.
For sure. Think about the COVID-19 pandemic. Getting critical information out is impossible without that formal access. It's a fantastic way to discuss why sign languages are, in fact, distinct languages, and why that legal recognition is so vital.
Speaking of conflicts, let's look up. Way up. It's satellites vs. telescopes in the Star Wars of space science.
Yeah, this study really dives into a growing problem. You've got this exponential increase in orbiting satellites, mostly from companies like Starlink.
And the numbers are they're kind of staggering. We're at about 15,000 active satellites now.
Right, but the projection by 2040 is, well, it's at least 560,000.
Whoa. And the problem is they're bright, right? They're ruining images from telescopes.
They leave these traces of light. NASA calls them photobombs. The lead author of the study estimates that by 2040, up to 96% of all astronomical data could be tainted by these things.
96%? I mean, that's not a nuisance. That sounds like an existential threat to astronomy.
It really is. So the conversation with students becomes about balance. How do you weigh global internet access against pure scientific discovery? And what's our responsibility for managing, all this junk in Earth's orbit?
Tough question. Okay, let's come back down to Earth. Article 4 is New Year rings and new laws for many U.S. states. A real mix of priorities here.
A total mix.
Yeah.
You have Florida, for instance, creating an online registry for convicted animal abusers.
Yeah.
Then in Virginia, they're piloting a one-hour daily social media limit for teens.
And in Hawaii, a new 11% green fee on tourists, hotel, and cruise costs. But the key here is that the money is earmarked, right?
That's the crucial part. It's legally required to go toward natural resource preservation. It can't just get absorbed into the general state budget.
It's a great example for kids to see how states use laws to tackle very different problems and how earmarking taxes can fund specific priorities.
Mm.
Next up, a really uplifting one, putting the car in care. High schoolers help moms in need.
This is a great story out of Virginia. High school juniors in an auto tech class are repairing donated vehicles for single parent families.
It's a partnership with a nonprofit called Giving Words.
Yeah, founded by a single parent who knows firsthand how crippling car trouble can be. So the students get hands-on experience with, car electricity and wiring. And so far, they've given away over 60 cars and done more than 260 repairs.
It just perfectly illustrates how technical skills can address community inequality. And it highlights that direct link between transportation and a family's financial stability.
Finally, we have our quote of the day. This one featured the architect Dame Zaha Hadid.
An amazing figure, the first woman to win the Pritzker Prize, known for these incredibly fluid, almost futuristic buildings.
Right, and her quote was about wanting to divert some of the energy we put into ambitious museums and galleries and focus it on the basic architectural building blocks of society.
So things like housing and schools, it's a perfect jumping off point to talk about the difference between architecture for cultural prestige versus architecture for, you know, basic human necessity.
And when you look at all these articles together, vaccine policy, language rights, space, community service, they all seem to touch on this tension between our ambitions and our fundamental needs.
That's a great way to put it. So before we sign off, here's a final thought to explore with your students. How do they see the balance between fast-moving technology, like satellites and social media, and those fundamental human needs, like healthcare, housing, and civil rights?
A really important question for them to think about.
Thank you for joining this deep dive into today's articles.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.